It's Thursday and time again for your letters. Here with me now to help open up the mail is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai. How you doing?
Always ready to take the slings and arrows of outrageous letters. So what do you got?
Well, first, we got this letter from Nicholas McGarvey, who has some basic issues with the nature of our show. Nicholas writes, "It seems NPR is focusing too much on black viewpoints. When you report like this, it seems racist. What about the 12% of Americans who are Hispanic?"
Well, thanks for your letter, Nicholas. NPR is a big place that produces and sponsors lots of shows, including Latino USA, by the way. But hey, you should definitely reach out to NPR as well as to our show directly if you want to hear more content about Latino communities. That said, our mission here at News & Notes is literally to illuminate the diversity of the African-American experience. We mix it up, but we also have a mission. And speaking of mixing it up, our bloggers have been talking plenty of politics. On Monday, we discussed Hillary Clinton's teary moment in New Hampshire. Blogger Robert Redding said the senator's show of emotion helped her win.
What made voters not vote for Barack Obama is the fact that white women in this country have been glamorized. And when one is in distress, people rally around her. And that's what clearly happened in this race. That is what the Clinton administration that is trying to get back into the White House did.
Listener Eileen Brockbank in New York heard that conversation and sent us this. "I'm a big fan of yours, but I had to turn the radio off after hearing that anti-Hillary bias. What was this about the Clintons wanting to get back into the White House? Why didn't you challenge that? Hillary Clinton, like her or not, is making a legitimate run at the White House. Bill Clinton is perhaps the busiest ex-president. I'm sure he has no plans to run the country through Hillary, and I'm sure she wouldn't tolerate it if he did. Can't you find a Hillary supporter among your regular visitors to balance your campaign discussions?" Eileen, we have lots of bloggers, a big rotation from left, right, and center. Just keep listening. And by the way, remember that we recently spoke to Clinton supporter Dr. Maya Angelou specifically about doing campaign ads for the senator.
And finally, we got a letter about our coverage of the ongoing political crisis in Kenya. Marty Keach in Rochester, Minnesota, sent us a question about language. Marty writes, "A few times I've heard you refer to the ethnic groups in Kenya as tribes. My daughter, who performed a study abroad in Kenya, tells me that the term tribes is insulting to Kenyans. Is the term included in some style guide? Because I've heard it used by other news organizations as well."
Marty, thanks for writing. Tribe is definitely one of those hot-button words. It can be used to describe an ethnic, regional, or kinship group, sometimes by Africans themselves. People use it in a fun way, like the social networking site Tribe.net or the legendary hip-hop group A Tribe Called Quest. Or it can be used like a racial slur to describe the so-called primitivism of Africans or indigenous groups. So, what's in a word? We've already been planning a report on the history and use of the term tribe. You read our mind, Marty. Stay tuned.
But in the meantime, that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
Seriously, I know it's an intense election season, and a lot of us are focused on the White House race, but News & Notes isn't all politics. We've got music, art, health, sports, you name it. So take the time to tap out a letter about anything you hear. We want the feedback because it helps us bring you better and better shows. So to write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. And as always, thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.
Relax yourself, girl. Peace out to air. Relax yourself, girl. Peace out to air. Relax yourself, girl.